Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
It's 12 noon at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for Terrasonic. Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on day two of the year 2021. Hope you had a good New Year and Christmas and holiday season in general. Pretty nice over here, pretty mellow, of course, as it's probably been for you and everyone else. Probably should have been anyway. And, kind of glad to just get into the new year and make some changes to the situation locally, globally, and everywhere in between. So far, 2021 feeling a lot like 2020, but I think that's going to change. I'm optimistic. Got a lot of great music ahead in the program for you today, of course. If you'd like to reach me, you can do so via email, dj@kgnu.org. This is Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU. Happy New Year.
اللي تمنيت وبرقيت غالي كل شي غالي الفرحة بالذات
Chingi ma aguweri chelai, musiku weri chingi ma aguweri chelai, chingi ma aguweri chelai, chingi ma aguweri chelai, musiku weri chingi ma aguweri chelai, yam weri chingi ma aguweri chelai, musiku weri chingi ma aguweri chelai, yam weri chingi ma aguweri chelai, musiku weri chingi ma aguweri chelai. Yer bachi ye ya ye chum yer tisi gurka tu yer. Iba ye chulu la yalla ngodiwa yer ju yer ayo iba ye chulu la yalla. Iba ye chulu la yalla ngodiwa yer ju yer ayo iba ye chulu la yalla. Yer bachi ye ya ye chum yer tisi gurka tu yer. Gatu yer. Gatu. Hey. Lay your love, 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 lay your
يلا يلا
Chingi ma aguweri jelai, ha chingi ma aguweri jelai, ha ha chingi ma aguweri jelai, ha aguweri chingi ma aguweri jelai, ha chingi ma aguweri jelai, ha chingi ma aguweri jelai, chingi ma aguweri jelai, ha aguweri chingi ma aguweri jelai, ha chingi ma aguweri jelai, ha aguweri chingi ma aguweri jelai, ya ma aguweri chingi ma aguweri jelai, ha aguweri chingi ma aguweri.
You're listening to Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU Community Radio from Burkina Faso. We just heard Troy Sidhu Richard and Les Vaudous du Flamboyant from an Analog Africa release, their 10th, that came out back in 2011. Bambara Mystic Soul, the raw sound of Burkina Faso, 1974 to 79, a track called Katugu. Before that, Ganawa Electric Lone, one of my favorite releases of the year, from Rabi Harnoon and VB Cool, recorded in Berlin. And we heard Yomali from that and began the show, as we've done for most of the last I think this is our 19th year. This is our 19th year of Terrasonic. And as we like to do on our first show of a new year, we begin the program with blessings for the new year from the Idan Raquel Project that comes from The Rough Guide to the Music of Israel. Right now in the background, from a group called Ayakata 2743, off a single called Cumbia Yerba Buena from Names You Can Trust, this is a track called Cumbia Chacarera. Hope you tuned in and enjoyed KGNU's on-air New Year's Eve party a couple of nights ago. Had fun holding down the 9 to 10 slot. Good time making the most of a crazy and a year that for most of us, some pretty much probably all of us, we weren't able to do nearly as much as we had hoped. But if you're listening, that means you survived. I hope most, if not all, of those close to you did as well. Getting into some music now from Panama Cardoon, going back a few years, a track called Un Laton on Terrasonic on KGNU.
Que no puede vacilar.
Ay, hombre.
De noche brinca la verja. Que está detrás de mi casa. A ver si puede fugarse. Sin que ya lo pueda ver. Y no tan pronto. No tan pronto está de fiesta. Silvestre felido.
que echar a correr.
Cuidado.
Esto sí es serio, mi amigo. Oye, qué lío. Qué lío se va a formar. Cuando mi gatito sepa. A su gata le cuenta, que el que a su gata le cuenta, no es nada más que un ratón, un ratón. ¡Llévatelo! ¡Yo, Mayna!
De cualquier maya sale un ratón, oye, de cualquier maya.
¿Cómo se cuela una rata? ¿Cómo se cuela un ratón?
porque viene Pecueca.
El exceso de sabor es necesario para la salud. Ley 002, San Petersburgo, República Independiente de Mozambique.
Fanta, 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 le pizza.
Music there from Bill Laswell and Gigi. A track called Banta. And that is from a tribute album called Samaya, a benefit album for Cheb E. Saba, the late, great, and too soon departed DJ. In my opinion, the original DJ. He's originally from Algeria and moved to France in his teens and was spinning soul music in Paris clubs back in the 60s and early 70s. And did it till the end. Made a lot of incredible music and influenced a lot of people, myself included. And Cheb E. Saba, dearly missed. So from that Samaya tribute again, it was Bill Laswell and Gigi, a track called Bante. Then from a 2011 compilation out on the German Tricont label called Afritanga, the sound of Afro-Colombia, we heard La Maquina del Caribe and Radio Gozambique. And we began the set with Un Raton, the B-side to Mi Negra, a single dropped many years ago, 10 years ago maybe, by Panama Cardoon, another producer based in Athens, Greece, a hotbed of amazing producers of, let's call it, world music 2.0. Maybe we're up to 3.0 now, or at least 2.2, let's say. In the background right now, Gilbert Cohen and Ariel Calma. Remixes is the name of the record. Gilbert, the name of the artist. And that is Gilbert Cohen, the founder of Versatile Records, the label that issued this record. And we're listening to a song called Tribu Sauvage, the Gilbert Late Night Mix. You're listening to it on Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU, our first show of 2021. Hope the year is off to a reasonably good start for you. We'd love to hear you. Comments, complaints, questions, observations, all welcome at dj@kgnu.org during the show and anytime via email, terrasonic@gmail.com. This is Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU.
Con historia, píchate como mejora la memoria. Un caldo de carne frita, caminan de mañanita, sincera en el sentimiento, cantando al viento todo su lamento. Encuentran un valle donde se guarda el día, ritmo de su cadencia, una alegoría. Un lago de puro vino, los suris son adivinos. El agua brota con magia por la vertiente llena de nostalgia. Clarín putu tambo clarimán, clarín putu tambo clarimán, clarín putu tambo clarimán, clarín putu tambo clarimán.
Las fiestas del año hasta que me crió a mí eran abundante, mil sillas serpenteantes, mucho jade, mesa de cerro a cerro, 300 cordero asado, mi pollo cabechao, 10 parrillas, 600 invitados, y el agua de que no fue quita para el que tuviera sed, ya no hubiera penado. Como le bailaba la luna a Chon, para tener fortuna y que los campos dieran bonito. Ese valle de Pochebuti era todo bonito, jamás se vio una vida tan clara. Sin el agua crecía ensalada, si ojos de la cho, le decía yo, decía yo, decía yo.
Sonido sultánico y radial, sicurilla de la gata negra de Pachacuti. Gracias al gran Ajatán Duviri y al gran compositor Santo Yekatiri. ¡Te blesa!
¡Narín putu tambo charimán! mundo. Tantos mares por nacer, tanto viento en mi cabeza. Yo ya no sé más lo que hacer. Tantos locos en un loco. Cuántas malas por vencer. Tanta gente sin saber. ¿Cuántos barcos por quemar? Tantos bares en el mundo. ¿Cuántos vasos por caer? Y aquí sigo sin saber.
Vamos a bailar, vamos a gozar, esta alegre gaita que nos hace soñar.
You're listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. This week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music, rounding into the home stretch on our first episode of 2021. Just heard new music from Batida, born in Angola, raised in the streets of Lisbon. He is one of today's more exciting producers, in my opinion, and was very pleased to see that he is just at the end of this year released a new record called which is the number one in Portuguese. It also means and it's a collection of previously unreleased tracks, remixes, and remasters, that sort of thing. And we heard his take on a classic Portuguese track, O Feco de Sole by Dras Firmino. Before that, Los Capri from Color de Tropico, compiled by El Dragón Criollo and El Palmas. Some undiscovered vintage music from Colombia and thereabouts. And we heard a track called Gaita Universal. And then a new one from Manu Chao and Chalart 58, a song called Algún Día Va Caer. And right now in the background from Sao Paulo, it is the Thiago Frugoli Ensemble and Arvore, the Kofi the Unknown remix from Casa Remixes. They put an album out this year called Casa, and then a collection of remixes called Casa Remixes. And that's what we're getting into right now. Just a few tracks left to go in the show. And let's just kind of dig into them and dance our way into 2021. If you'd like to reach me, you can do so via email, dj@kgnu.org. Reach me anytime via email, terrasonic@gmail.com. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
Dominique. Aunque no soy dominicana, mis expresivas gracias, Dominique, a la que siempre nos protege, la Virgencita de la Alta Gracia.
Coming up on 1 o'clock here on this first Saturday of 2021 and our first episode of TerraSonic in this new year draws to a close. We just heard Celia Cruz and Johnny Pacheco remixed by Happy Colors. A track called Virgencita from Calentura, Global Basement, a collection of remixes of tracks from the Fania Records label, and that came out in 2016. Before that, new music from Contento from Colombia, salsa punk, they describe themselves, and we heard the title track to their new release Lo Bueno Está Aquí. And from the Tiago Frugoli ensemble out of Sao Paulo, we heard Arvore, Kofi the Unknown remix. That was the music under the last break. The music under this break, Combo Lulo from Future Shock Volume 4, one of five volumes of EPs put out this year by Names You Can Trust of some really solid tracks. And this one called Power Grab. And playing this in anticipation of some shenanigans coming up on Monday, January 6th, all that elector certification and all that. Hopefully it'll be the end to this Keystone coup. At any rate, that's going to be the end of Terrasonic for today. Terrasonic comes your way every Saturday, noon to 1, right here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland, K254CH LaPorte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-supported community radio for the Front Range and beyond. You'll find an archive of today's program at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel. I encourage you to check it out for a lot of musical satisfaction there. Stick around for Reggae Bloodlines, the Donovan up next, kicking off a year in roots music. 4 o'clock, it's African Roots. 6 o'clock, a full hour of news from the BBC Sound Lab. Coming up at 7 with Manuela and Sebastian Cifuentes. All of that and much more here on KGNU. Happy New Year. Take care of yourselves and each other, and we'll see you back here next Saturday at noon for another episode of Terrasonic on KGNU.
Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. An Indian government panel has recommended a second coronavirus vaccine for emergency use. It's been developed by a local company, Bharat Biotech, and a state-run research body. On Friday, the panel of experts recommended the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine. Our correspondent in Delhi, Anbarasaneta Rajan, says the timing of the latest announcement was unexpected.
Some reports were suggesting it required more data for this Covaxin, this Indian-made vaccine, to be approved. But a day later, after they approved the AstraZeneca Oxford University vaccine, this expert panel has announced that it has been recommended. Now, we expect a formal approval on Sunday when the Drug Control Authority is speaking to the press. There are critics who say that the efficacy of this particular vaccine, this Indian-made one, is not clear, even though the company claimed it had about 60% efficacy.
11 Republican senators in the United States have said they'll challenge the certification of Joe Biden's presidential election win next week. In a statement, the group, led by Ted Cruz from Texas, repeated unproven allegations of widespread fraud in November's poll. From Washington, here's Lebu Diseko.
An objection needs to have the support of at least one senator and one member of the House. That will then trigger a debate and a vote in both chambers, each of which will decide whether to accept it. But it is almost guaranteed to fail because Democrats hold a majority in the lower chamber. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell had reportedly urged senators not to take this action, and the number two Senate Republican had warned that such a challenge would fail and go down like a shot dog. The decision by some Republicans to defy their leadership indicates a growing split within the party.
The French energy company Total has evacuated some staff from a major gas project under construction in northern Mozambique following jihadist attacks nearby. In a statement, the firm said the move was temporary. There are reports that for the first time, soldiers and jihadists have been fighting on the 7,000-hectare site. In December, Total suspended work following an attack. The younger brother of Algeria's former president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, has been cleared by a military court of conspiracy. The charges against Saïd Bouteflika were dropped following a retrial, but he'll remain in prison to face a corruption case. More from Youssef Taha.
He was the de facto ruler since 2013. Previously, he was a presidential advisor, so he was actually an advisor to his own brother, the president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, who suffered a stroke in 2013. And since then, Saïd Bouteflika became the de facto ruler. And these charges, including plotting against the state, I think he had some aspirations to take over from his own brother, but these were thwarted.
World News from the BBC. Two Algerian soldiers have been killed during a clash with jihadists in Tepazi, 75 kilometres west of the capital. A Defence Ministry statement said four militants also died. Firearms and ammunition were recovered. Algeria suffered a decade of civil war in the 1990s after the army annulled elections that Islamists were poised to win. Norwegian police say a third body has been found in one of the houses sucked into a landslip near Oslo on Wednesday. Seven people are still missing. Geologists are monitoring the edge of the chasm in Gjerdrum, northeast of the capital, for signs of further slippage. A spokesman for the emergency workers, Knut Halvorsen, described the conditions to reporters.
We've done a very demanding job down in the landslide area. It's soft, it's muddy, and there's a huge amount of wreckage. The way we've organised ourselves is to work from the west side and build ourselves walls.